This is Minnesota Music Notes, moments in the musical history of our state.
I could say Bella, Bella, even said Wunderbar, each language only.
This landmark performance of Beimir Bis Du Schön would probably not exist if it weren't for a Minneapolis talent show held at the Orpheum Theater in 1931. That fateful night, local 12-year-old Patty Andrews got on stage with her older siblings, Maxine and Laverne, completing a vocal trio. The audience was floored by their luscious sound and tight harmonies, but no two ears were more keen than those of bandleader Larry Rich, who saw in these gals the makings of three bright stars, stars that he wanted in his touring act. But before he could swoop these girls away to hit the vaudeville circuit, he would need permission from their parents.
Please, can we?
Well, okay.
It was the Great Depression, after all, and the sisters' modest income could help sustain the family through those tough years.
Man, they said we better accent.
Thus began the careers of the Andrews sisters, who would go on to sell more than 90 million records, tour the world, and top the charts with one named Bing. Minnesota Music Notes is produced by Ampers, made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampersmusic.org.